This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Fucking a Yankee, I was fucking with bass, I was pitching to Frankie. These bitches so cranky, hit him a hanky. My mommy, I'm cold, give me my blankie. Flyer than a kite, I get higher than Rapunzel. Keep the snow white, I could buy it by the bundle. Stuff your cookies up before they crumble. Don't be acting like the Cardinals are gon' fumble. Cause I'm a stealer, fresh it out the dealer. All the dope boys gon' feel her. Blow so sick, I need a healer. Fuck this my Mac concealer. I be out in Queens, I'm like, what wheelers, I'm a big deal. That's why I get more head than a pigtail. Put the fans, I'm getting the munchies. I think I have a rap bitch for my entree. Who be thinking niggas spits, bitch, shame my shoes. You know I keep a bad bitch, let me stain your boobs. I'm the only thing hopping like a kangaroo. I mean the only thing popping like a can of brew. Listen, you should buy a 16 cause I write it good. The 808, woof, woof, cause I write it good. And bitches can't funny men cause I write it good. I'm no wolf, whoever that I write, I'm writing hard. I can see an itty bitty piggy in the market. Get that bitch a quarter in a cup till the pocket. I don't fuck with pigs like Assalamu Alaikum. I put them in the field, I let Asamaya bake them. And if you see a itty bitty piggy in the market, get that bitch a quarter in a cup till the pocket. I don't fuck with pigs like Assalamu Alaikum. I put them in the field and I let Asamaya bake on that. Wow. It's like I just single-handedly annihilated, you know, every rap bitch in the building. Like I'm Nicki Minaj, Nicki Lewinsky, Nicki the Ninja, Nicki the Boss, Nicki the Harajuku Barbie. Like, I mean, I don't even know why you girls bother at this point. Like, up, it's me. I win. You lose. Oh, shit. Yo, I'm a bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Now, I'm a bad bitch. bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply Talk with Turk, bish. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
All new, all new, all turn, all turn. Power 109 Radio.
Be your beat, baby. Because that's what you gon' call it. Talk with Turk.
That ass caps, you don't need no applause. High fashion.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk Bish _ gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Turk Bish _
What's going on, everybody? We are back with an all new episode of Talk with Turk. I want to thank y'all for continuously listening and tuning in with every new episode that we release. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. Y'all just don't understand. We did rechart on the United States Apple Podcast Charts and Entertainment News at number 225. So shout out to you guys, and I'm putting out more episodes, so we'll chart even higher again. Y'all already know how we do. So I'm gonna try to keep it consistent. I'm gonna try to keep working hard at it and continuously giving you guys what y'all want. So with this episode, we're not gonna go into too much this episode, because I want to save a lot of my commentary for next week's episode, because you know, Sunday we have Jocelyn's Cabaret, we have Baddies East, we also have Now That's TV episodes that I want to talk about, because they have some good content up there as well. So we're not going to leave nobody out. We're going to continue to give you the deep dive on entertainment news and celebrity tea, okay? So recently, Drake's album For All the Dogs dropped, and there has been a lot of speculation about, is Drake over, or is he, you know, continuously changing the atmosphere of rap? And a lot of people don't like the album, a lot of people do. I'm somewhere in the fence. And Drake, I'm tired of you, because you tried us again with Nicki Minaj. Like, we thought she was gonna be on your album, you trolled us, and we thought it was gonna happen, and it didn't happen. So the joke's on us, Barbs, again. Fuck Drake. I'm just kidding. But Drake, seriously, we're trying to figure out where you're going. So recently, Joe Budden had some things to say about Drake, and I want you guys to take a listen.
I miss the Drake that was rapping the rappers. I miss the Drake that when he dropped, the rappers hit him. Not these little f***ing kids. I don't give a f*** about you and Kai Cenat. That's going to sound like hate.
It is.
It's not hate.
It's not hate.
It is. Go find some niggas your fucking age. Hang out with them. Get some of that sauce.
That's not what keeps you. No, keeps you popping.
These kids.
That's not what keep you popping. And if that's exactly the game he playing, I gotta play this game.
All the older
to streaming music and buying it, Joe? No.
Dog, all that y'all saying for me applies to the field. I have long before called this the golden child. Difference.
Okay, so, as y'all heard, Joe Budden had a lot of things to say, and he even retweeted somebody on Twitter who said, no offense, but Joe telling Drake to stop fucking the 25-year-olds is absolutely wild. And he retweeted and said, I got a little carried away. LOL, the content should be mature a bit, though, one day. So he at least admits he's a little petty and that he needs to grow up a little bit. But Drake had some things to say back. So Drake responded and said, you have failed at music. You left it behind to do what you are doing in this clip. Because this is what actually pays your bills. For any artist watching this, just remember, you are watching a failure give their opinion on his idea of a recipe for success. A quitter give their opinions on how to achieve longevity. You switch careers because the things that pop into your brain had you broke living check to check, and the raps you write had 450 men showing up to their shows in the dusty Yancey jeans to screw up their face to Mood Music 29 and pretend you are the GOAT. Please, to any artist that's doing what they feel is right, don't let these opinions affect your mindset after the fact. This guy is the poster child of frustration and surrendering. You retired and we never hung up your jersey. We don't even remember your number. We know you for doing this. You withdrew from rap not because you accomplished all you need to. It's because it wasn't working for you. I never want anybody in the generations to think that the whole everybody's entitlement to their opinion is a real thing. This is a man projecting his own self-hate and the fact I did and continue to do everything he wants to do for himself. If you need it, put it in simpler terms, I own a 767. He owns a modest house in the 973 and flies first class on special occasions. Drake. Now, Drake can read. You know, we heard he's one of the girls. But I ain't gonna put that on him. But I like the fact that Drake, you responded in a way that you didn't put anybody else's like job down. You responded to him in terms of what he had to do for his life in terms of going for a podcast, because podcast life matters, okay? Because we make money by just putting our voice on here and giving our opinions, which we are supposed to give our opinions about what happens in pop culture and entertainment news, celebrity life, because that's the life that you guys chose. You're going to be in the limelight. People are going to be watching you 24/7. You have people who look up to you guys and, you know, just have commentary on you guys. So you're always going to be talked about. So I love the fact that you responded in a way that put him down and not nobody else's job or careers, because podcast people get a lot, and content creators as well, get a lot of bad raps sometimes, and I just don't like that. So Drake, I commend you for at least trying to keep it to a minimum and not, you know, just destroy anybody else's career. So, I mean, we'll just have to see how this plays out, because Joe Budden has always had some things to say about Drake, of course, on his podcast, which I listen to Joe Budden's podcast. It's amazing to me. There's different people with different stories, different accounts, and different opinions, and sometimes the things that they say are very true. So I like listening to different podcasts. You guys should check out his podcast, and in the meantime, go ahead and check out Drake's new album. So, congratulations to 21 Savage. He has officially became a permanent U.S. resident in the motherfucking U.S. Okay? So, shout out to 21 Savage. I know this has been a long time coming. The immigration court proceedings have now been terminating. He is lawful permanent resident of the United States with the freedom to travel internationally. You know, all those things that happened with him in the past with ICE. And, you know, as far as his residency is concerned and him getting in trouble with the court system, and all those things just came to light about him being British. You know, it's been a long time coming, so I knew that soon we would see something like this happen. So shout out to 21 Savage. We're happy for you, and we hope you continue to have great success in the rap field, in the rap game, however you guys want to call it. Like I said, today I didn't have much for you guys, but I did want to share my experience on going to see a psychic. Like, it was amazing, you guys. I went to the Carolina Classic Dixie Fair in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And when it comes to, like, fairs and things, I just go for the food. I ride, like, a few rides. I'm not getting on no Ferris wheel. I'm not getting up on nothing that goes high. That's just not me. Like, not anymore. Especially when you get to a different age, you just see life differently. I don't know about you guys, but for me, like, I'm not getting on no more, like, high-ass roller coasters, tall-ass roller coasters. I'm just scared of it now. When I was a child, yes, I could get on those things and be like, I don't care, I'm having fun. But now I'm just like, no, not that one. But I went to the fair for the food. The food is amazing. It actually ends on the 8th, which is tomorrow, in Winston-Salem. So if you guys have time, go check it out tomorrow, because this episode will come out tonight on Saturday, October 7th, okay? So hope you guys tune in. Like I said, I will be promoting it as we're speaking. But yes, I went to the fair, saw the psychic, and the psychic got everything right, from like my childhood to like how I am emotionally and mentally right now. I'm not gonna share the details about the session because I just feel like I shouldn't do that. But in terms of the session, it was amazing. She got everything right, and she knew a lot about my life, which is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really crazy. So I want you guys to probably check out your own psychic medium or things of that nature. The experience is great because you learn more about yourself and you actually tap into those things that you suppress in the back of your mind or in the back of your heart that you don't want to discuss. And realizing it and seeing it for myself and seeing that somebody else's opinion of me and what they see.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
It just came twofold for me, you guys. I really can't explain it. But I want you guys to check it out. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for talking with Talk with Turk Bish. Like I said, we are very short today. So do you want the tea? Well, simply, Talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me. Talk with Turk Bish.
Oh, Take this.
It's your boy Turk Bish here with Power 109 Radio. I'm here with Letticy. Shout out to Letticy.
Thanks for having me. Hey Turk, Power 109 Radio. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, I always listen.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.
Shining, you piss. I think my haters just really be wanting a kiss. They know I body you.
this? Old nigga hit me and I said, new body, who this?
No man can curse ever. What's done in the dark, come to light, light. Who God bless, no man can curse ever. It all backfires, that's worth, worth. Bless, 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 oh yes, I confess. Got an itty bitty diamond studded S on my chest. Told them I'm retiring, now they say you back. Now I got a new body, Nino, a new Jack. Got rid of all my X-Men, Halle Berry, Hugh Jack. Since I came in the game, pink is the new black. Do this, do that, new king, a new tax. Dads come and go, man, flew in, flew back. Rings, that's new facts. Who this, who that? They got it twisted like an earring with the screw back. Cause even if I leave, we still got memories. They can't erase or replace me. See my enemies.
Can't wait to see nobody. Don't be acting like you don't know nobody. Nobody count on your nobody. I'll be the first one to hit your nobody. Whoa.
We'll be right back.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.